Ooh, the devil is alive. You know that this thing didn't tell me it was even on. I was over here just waiting on it and waiting on it. Woo sa, Nina. Woo sa. I hope you guys can hear me because what happened before was, hold on a second. Let me just check. Let me just check. Okay. What happened was I was trying to talk to you guys about all this burnout happening and all of this deception that's happening. And it wasn't even on sound. So we're gonna do this one again. Okay, we're gonna do this again. All right, here we go. So what I wanted to talk to you about was the burnout that's been happening, especially with everyone that I've been speaking to, mostly women, because I speak to a lot of Christian women, and the deception and the fact that they feel very unaligned with what they're putting out in the world. And so I was talking today to an amazing coach. Shout out to you, Linda. And we were talking about the industry. And she was saying, what are you seeing in the industry? And what I'm seeing a lot in the industry, at least for all the women that I've been speaking to, is they have been feeling, I call it the burnt out and broke, because that's what they've been coming to me with. Burnt out and broke, burnt out and broke. They're exhausted and they're feeling overwhelmed by all the noise, all the misinformation, all the get rich quick schemes, all the empty promises, all of the stuff that is happening to all these entrepreneurs. Especially, I work with a lot of women in the coaching space. So especially in that space, right? And it's time to break free from all that burnout. I want you to start rediscovering what your divine purpose is. What are you trying to build? What is that thriving, faith-aligned, faith-filled business that you want to have? Because you don't like and you're not feeling aligned with what the world is putting out there. I get it. I really get it. I've been feeling like that for a little bit myself, and I had to like stop and pause and be with God and to be aligned with Him and to talk to Him about what it is that I have been feeling. And so as I've been working with Him and spending my mornings listening to the Word and worship and just writing and being inspired, now is time to reveal purpose by design. And what I'm doing now is I am having a faith-filled, transformative community and a journey designed specifically for Christian women entrepreneurs who are ready to step into their calling authentically and confidently and successfully and with others so that they don't have to do this alone, but they definitely don't got to do this with all the BS out there. If you guys don't know me, beautiful friends, I am Nina Perez, and today my heart is just bursting because I want to share all of this incredible stuff that I've been going through, especially with transformation, right? Because if you're a Christian woman entrepreneur, which I'm looking at all of these different places where I'm streaming, right? And I know that you're tired of feeling like you're misaligned, like you are like not in the place that you're supposed to be. And then you're also battling these, feelings of, am I good enough? Am I adequate enough? Or am I supposed to be doing this? Am I aligned? I so freaking get that, because when we get hit with so much information and so much BS out there, you start to question yourself. I know I have. I know I have, right? And this is why purpose by design is created, because I've watched too many amazing, freaking faith-filled, strong-ass, gifted women become disheartened, become overwhelmed, become burnt out. And they just, they're feeling like, damn, man, I'm feeling misaligned. I don't know what something's missing, right? And they're being filled with all these flashy promises and instant success and misleading information. And I have felt personally just super frustrated and frustrated about what I've been seeing in my own life when it comes to the industry, but also in all of these beautiful women's lives when they come to talk to me about how they spent, 35, 40 grand on a program. And then I say, how was it? Oh, I left burnt out and broke. Damn. I don't like that. And I was talking to God about it because I'm like, God, come on, like, help me out here. How do I help? Even if a little bit, how do I help? So God had placed this clear vision in my heart about creating a space where faith-filled women can come and learn off one another and get filled also. So there's no empty vessel, so that we're all full of truth, being supported in truth and authenticity and biblical principles, and having a kingdom aligned business. And that is why Purpose by Design is here. I wanted to offer a safe haven, a place with clear guidance, a real path of meaningful success, of community, because I've been trying to find it, and y'all, I've just been disappointed, big time disappointed. And I've spent a lot of money trying to find it. And then I realized, why am I trying to find something that I should just ask God to help me create? Okay. And I know the struggle firsthand. Okay. I know that it feels frustrating and you can feel lost and undervalued, but you know what? You're also a badass chick. Okay. And you don't have to fall for these get rich quick schemes. Now, here's the truth, y'all. Real lasting success does not come overnight. And I know a lot of people try to promise you that. And I have fallen for that myself, but I can't even be mad at the person who I fell for it for. It's my own greed that made me believe that nonsense. Okay. It's my own greed. And I had to face it. I had to come to terms with it, that it is my own greed of wanting to get rich quick overnight that has led me to spend more money than I even want to mention, because it is embarrassing. Okay. And I believe that you should not have to compromise your values, your faith, your belief in Christ, all of those things for you to succeed. We need real community, y'all. We need real wisdom, real strategies, real commitment, grounded in faith and integrity and in authenticity, all of that, right? And so I wanted to tell you, what do you expect? What can you expect if you decide to join us on this journey of Purpose by Design? Well, first you take a quiz. That quiz is to give you that design archetype. What is it exactly that maybe I should be focusing on or looking at? Maybe what's my blind spots, right? I would love for you to take that quiz and give me some feedback, because I'm growing it, expanding it, making it better as I go. And it really, truly is a near and dear to my heart. And it's free. You can take the quiz, okay? Here's what you can expect, though, if you decide to join us in this community. And believe me, don't already start thinking that it's going to cost you a fortune, because I promise you it's not. Yeah, I promise you it's not. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to have something that was authentic, real, and connective with other women who are really trying to have purpose by design. Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about is discovering your divine blueprint. So you're going to take that quiz, and we're going to start uncovering all of your true worth, your gifts, your life experiences, God-given plans, your divine purpose, all of that. And then we go into renewing your mind and rewiring your mind, replacing all of those beliefs that are hurting you with what God's truth is, all right, and cultivating that faith driven mindset that empowers you in your entrepreneurial journey, because you don't have to do this alone. It is God, you, and all of us doing it together as a community, as it should be. All right. And then aligning with God's purpose. I want you to clearly identify your unique calling, your unique wisdom, how you're supposed to bring it out to the world. How do I do this anyway? Right. Because we get so much damn information, and some of it is good and some of it is really bad. But we don't figure it out until after we've paid a lot of money, right? I don't want to have you go through that. I just don't want to do that to you. And so then we're going to talk about what it is to build a kingdom business foundation, because you have to create a business that honors God first, that operates in integrity, that supports your reputation, and that serves people authentically, okay? That's what you have to do. Build it on a solid foundation. And then we start crafting an impactful message, learning how to confidently share our story and communicate who we are, what we bring to the table, how we can help others in a unique value. That's what we need to be doing, crafting that impactful message. And who better to do it with than other sisters in Christ who are in entrepreneurial road and really can give you some great real-time feedback so that you can start creating the real stuff you want to create out there in the world. All right. Then we're going to talk about faith-driven execution. So really, how do we take it anyway? What do we do with this information? How do we start taking bold, faith-aligned actions that are going to start leading to that consistency, that impactful result that you're looking for? You cannot do this alone, okay? And I wanted to build a community, which this is its pilot. This is the pilot program. And I wanted to build this so that women can come together and do this together in a faith-filled alignment. All right? So what happens after you start building and having this faith-driven execution? Well, we need to talk about scaling with integrity. How do you do that without feeling sleazy or misaligned? I have a little story. I had gotten invited to do this mastermind. And I was excited to do it. And it was like me and maybe, I want to say maybe 15 to 20 other people in the room. And the head of this mastermind was saying how he wanted to show us how he closed the deal. Awesome. Let's hear it. I love that. About 10 minutes into the call, because he recorded the live call with the client, I knew immediately after I heard that call, I'm like, this is not for me. It was so high pressure. It felt so unintegral. And I know he has a very successful business. Bravo and kudos to him. I just don't want to do it in that fashion. Because the woman was like, I really got to speak to my husband. This is a big investment. Oh, well, by the time you speak to your husband, this deal will be done and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I understand that, but I really got to speak to him. Well, I mean, think about how long are you going to wait? Because the longer you wait, the less impact you'll have. And well, she's like, yeah, but, I understand that, but I really need to think about that. Well, you know, if you keep doing that, I mean, he just kept going at it and going at it and going at it and going at it and going at it. And the call was like a good 30 minutes and he just kept going and going and going until the woman yielded and gave him the credit card. I felt so bad for her. It wasn't, I think, the result he expected. Like maybe everybody else in that call was, feeling good about that call. I was not. It was not of integrity. At least I didn't feel like it was. That's why I do my calls completely different. People who come to me that want to work with me, they know this is not a sales call because I don't give you the information of you paying me right now. Now I give you all the numbers and information ahead of time. And then we say, I'll speak to you tomorrow after you've prayed on it, after I've prayed on it. Now I know most people might say, oh, that's so stupid, Nina. You lose them. I don't want anybody that works with me that's not meant for me. I'm sorry, I don't. Okay. I want to grow with integrity. I want to be sustainable. I want to maintain my core values. I don't want to be burnt out because I'm trying to chase that next dollar. That's not the type of business I run, and nor the type of business that I think any of us should run. We should be relying on God as our source, not our manipulation, right? So then I want to talk to you about what does that mean about leaving a kingdom legacy? How do you start to create a lasting impact spiritually, mentally, financially, relationally, right? How do we impact others in our generations to come? There's a lot to talk about here, okay? But one thing you're going to get is truth and honesty and realness, and God will be in the center of all of this, all right? And I want to invite you, if you've really been seeking and craving this connection with other women of faith and really craving with women who are high in their thinking, superior in their thinking, really want to elevate God, really want to elevate others, really want to elevate, but still create a business that aligns, I want to invite you. It's going to start April 28th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, this is not just another course, y'all. This is not just going to be one of those things where I'm spitting information at you. This is going to be a supportive community. It's going to be a really transformative journey. This is about change. This is about growth. Okay, this is a powerful movement that I am starting to create because I couldn't find anything out there that I was aligned with. And so I don't want to keep going at that. All right. I want to create a movement where women are ready to thrive really authentically, really in realness of who they are and in their values. Okay. And if that's you, if this really resonates with you and you are that woman, go ahead and let me know that I'm in or I want more info, or just purpose. Comment the word purpose or I'm in. I'll send you the information. okay? Because I am talking about real purpose. Your purpose is too important to waste on more BS. I don't want you being burnt out and tired and waking up misaligned and you don't know what you're doing wrong and you're feeling depressed or you're feeling anxious and you don't know why. And it's because you're not in alignment. Proverbs says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will direct your paths. Okay, so start being committed to what that means. Start aligning who you are with your purpose, with his design. Step into that abundance, okay? You are called to have a life that is of value and causes value for others. That's how I feel about it. So if you are in and you want to know more, comment the word, I'm in. If you really want to know more, go ahead and book a quick chat with me, a coffee chat. I'll try to put it, if I remember, in the notes, okay, so that you guys can chat with me. But if you comment anywhere on any of my socials, my team will get it, and they will give you a quick coffee chat with me, and we could talk about it. And no, it's not a call, it's not a sales call. I just talk to you about that whole sleaziness. That's not what I do. That's not what I do. But what I do is align with who I am in Christ and who I am in bringing out into the world. And how I show up is how I show up. What you see is what you get, y'all. Okay? So please comment the word I'm in, purpose, and I will make sure that we are getting connected. I want you to join me if you want to be part of this pilot. I'm going to close it at like 15, 20 people. I don't want a lot of women in this right now because I want to make sure that I pour everything into them and that they can give me all the feedback and that we can have this community with each other and grow it, expand it, and really, really make it a solid foundation for everyone to come. So remember, it launches Monday, April 28th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if that works for you and this is something that you want to do, I already have a few women who are like, heck yes. If that's what you want, please go ahead and comment the word I'm in and or purpose, and I will make sure to get you out that information ASAP and for you and I to hop on a quick call and at least get to know each other. There are thousands of you who follow the channel, follow me on all my socials. There's thousands of you. And a lot of you are Christian women entrepreneurs who are just trying to find their tribe, their people, their place where they can go and get wisdom and share wisdom. So thank you guys for hanging out with me. I hope this one actually went through now and that you guys can hear everything I'm saying. This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I love you guys. Until next time.